and a place is shifting, shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This praise is shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere.
The anointing. Welcome, welcome, family, to Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. Yours truly here live with you in the Now Network studio. We are continuing the season of Now. We talked so, I know the Lord had me go so deep into that place of Now, that place where it dwells and where we are to set our mind and have the spiritual mindset that God does dwell in each and every one of us. And it's not in our physical form, but in our mind, the place that we can create, the place that we can designed, a place that we can obtain a God-given dream, vision, or idea in that season of now. This is so dynamic for me because my season is continual, and I know yours is beginning to get there too as we go to what? The next level of provoking one another to like-mindedness, the next level of trusting one another, the next level of believing with one another and for one another, and watch this, standing firm on the promises of God in my own spirit as well as you, but we're standing together because remember, it's not our will, but God's will be done, that his love, that the sacrificing for others is exemplified, and that virtue is the fulfilling of his design, not only in our personal life, but in the lives of others, that we share the knowledge of his word, that we gain wisdom and understanding, but others can gain wisdom and understanding also. Oh yes, not just me, not just you, but we all must learn self-control, that we respect God so much that what we do is to honor him. And I don't want him to be ashamed of me. I don't want him. Oh, that's not fear. That is reverence to God and respect, that place of worship, that I can be a one that perseveres, that I go through with the attitude of hope. Hope with confidence, and the confidence that it's not me that lives anymore, but God that lives, that season of now, wimp now, that the godliness comes out, that I'm honoring God in every area of my life. And you start to see it. It's like, wow, I was just shopping and I was just doing this, but I was able to magnify God. Oh, hallelujah. Through godliness in every area of my life. And now I have a spirit of God. And that spirit of God is compassion, not just something that's duplicated or you saw it on TV or something that is heartfelt affection for everyone, no matter of their circumstances, to have that love. That season of now is the essence of love. The love that comes from God, the love that is the essence of God, the love that surpasses all understanding because it's God. Yes, I'm in my purpose. I'm in my purpose when I walk in the season of now. One decision, one day, I mean, one day, one moment, one decision, one action. When? Now. That time where I can receive from God a perception. I can receive a dream before a vision, before an idea, before it passes into the past. We need God now. Ooh, glory. And we understand, we said this last week, that now is controlled from the inside. And we understand, where is that inside place? My mind. Ooh, as a man thinketh in his heart, not the heart of your body, but the heart of your mind, so is he. And if I want to be victorious, I must what? Think victorious. If I want to be righteous, I must think righteous. Ooh, if I want to be holy, you mean all I have to do is think holy? Yes, in the season of now. Deuteronomy 28 says, hear it. You must hear the word of God. Deuteronomy 28 says you must see the word of God. Deuteronomy 28 says you must do the word of God, not what man says, but God. And that's what each and every one of us are here for. I believe, well, let me speak for myself, and I know I'll get some high fives, but I am here to magnify the Lord and to get better at it. See me praise today, you will see me praise a different way. Ask some people that know me. Oh, that boy just off the chain. Yes, I am, because I'm looking for a new worship, never done before. I'm looking for a new praise, never said before. I'm looking for a new dance, never danced before. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, it says now. That word, the season of now. You mean to tell me Moses even thought about now? And there's so many other instances through the word. Watch, and we're gonna explore them. Watch, the season of now. Now it shall come to pass. Can someone on the line tell me, you don't have to dial one, I feel you in the spirit, what does shall equal? Thank you. It equals a promise. And it, what it says in the Bible, especially because it's not from man, this is from God. And remember, you're in confirmation. Go and get out the way. This word is truth. Convince yourself. I know a little doubt came up. That was for them. No, this is for us, the word of God. He didn't say Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and so forth, that particular word. No, he said in the beginning was the word. That same word is every ounce, every book, every sentence, every principle from Genesis to Revelation is the word of God. Now, I've confirmed it. That's the truth. The truth that will hurt, because it's going to tell me I have standards to walk by, and it hurts because the body doesn't want standards. The flesh wants to lay down. The flesh wants to quit. The flesh wants to relax and hold on and wait on something. But the spirit says now, ooh, it shall come to pass. If, here's your first instruction. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, who? Your God. Oh, is he talking just to me? Yes. And if you read it, he's talking just to you. Now, when? Now, when? Now it shall come to pass. You better know it's ready. It's available. Stop holding on. Stop pitter-paddling around. Know that it is available. When? Now. Now it shall come to pass. But you got to do some things. I have to do some things. Number one. If you diligently, now the word diligently, that's just not just going and lightly obeying the voice of the Lord. That's not just somewhat obeying the voice of the Lord. That's just not ordinarily obeying the voice of the Lord. That's not even greater than ordinary. That is diligently. Diligently means it's nonstop, meaning you will continue in this commandment, in this ordinance, in this principle. Let's call it a principle today. Number one, if you, let's take if out of it. I'm talking personal for me. But when I diligently obey, the voice of the Lord, my God, that means I what? How do you obey his voice? You have to do something. You have to what? Number one, I must hear him. Oh, you mean to tell me I have to listen to God? Yes. Number one, I must diligently listen. And how do I listen? I hear him. Say it. Number one, I hear him. So number one, I must hear God. Number two, to diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you when? Today. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. Today. So I have to, number two, first hear it. But number two, I have to observe it. What do I do? How can I observe carefully all his commandments? I must see it. Oh, no, it's going to catch to you a minute. Somebody's saying, where is he going with this? You must see it, because he says to observe carefully. Now, not just to say, well, I see it from far off. It looks like a tree that has some fruit on it. Oh, no, it looks like they worshiping God over there. It sat like they're singing praises to God. But no, that we observe carefully. You got to pay attention. But how do you pay attention? You have to look. What do you do when you look? You have to see it. Hear it first. See it secondly, because it says to observe carefully all his commandments. I'm not talking about looking out at things, people, places, and things. I'm not talking about connecting with physical stuff or material stuff. I am saying to observe carefully all his commandments, which you are commanded when? Right now. That's the whole word of God. No exclusions. That one's for you, Pastor E. No, this is all for you because it's all for me. No respecter person in the good things. Believe me, he's no respecter person on the accountable things. Oh, you thought I was going to say bad. No, there is no bad. There is accountable. There is dedicated. See, there's levels of commitment in God as we watch, confirm his word in us. We don't say that it's there's no alternative other than greater. He didn't say sometime on Mondays, Tuesdays. He say greater is he. That's greater all the time. Not great today and somewhat tomorrow. That's greater, meaning it grows higher. It elevates to another place. Got to start looking vertical and stop looking horizontal all the time. We always want to look horizontal when a word comes up. But don't you know the letter killeth, but the spirit is what gives life. Oh, we're getting ahead of ourselves. To observe carefully all his commands, all the commandments which I command you today. Watch this. That the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these things shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord. Now it does say some benefits there. Blessed in the city. You shall be blessed in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall your fruit of the body. We can read all the blessings, but let's get back to the instructions. That if I watch this, hear God. Number two, I have to see God. So it means I have to transfer some power. Remember, we always talking about transferring power, because when you get one thing, it doesn't have to stay the same. When you apply the power of the Holy Ghost, it changes. Woo. Remember when you put something in the light and it what? Changes things. Who's the light? Jesus. Who's the word? Jesus. So when you put the word in it, it changes. It gives what we call a paradigm shift. Look like this today, but it looks like this right now, because it's not the way I see it physically, but the way I see it spiritually. Because watch, if I diligently obey the voice of the Lord, I got to hear him, but then I must observe all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God shall set you on high above all nations, and all these blessings shall come and overtake you because of what? Because you do what God has told you to do. When you obey God, that means you are doing what the word has instructed you to do. So you what? Hear it, see it, do it. When? Now. Oh, this principle comes from my mentor, Coach Al Hollingsworth. Hear it, see it, do it now. When? 0 to 5 seconds. And it has to be a constant move in the season of now. Yes, my thinking, I'm hearing. But I'm not just hearing, I'm seeing God's word, because I'm not looking at the letter, but I'm seeing the spirit of it. Remember, the letter killeth, but the spirit is what gives life. And if I keep looking at it from the letter form, remember, you've heard me say this before. If I say tree right now, what do you see? No, not on the paper. If I say to you the word tree, what do you see? Oh, bushes and roots and a foundation and branches and. But you didn't see T-R-E-E. And when we see God's word, we cannot see the letter, but the spirit that gives us life. Luke 8:18. Look what he tells us. Luke 8:18, he says, therefore, take heed how you hear, for whoever has to him, more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken away. But most of all, take heed to what you hear. You know, most of us have been running around here listening to anything, falling for everything. Instead of taking heed to what we hear. Why? Because we are to hear the word of God. Mark 4:9 said, let the ear hear and let him hear. Mark 4:9. You can even go to Proverbs 23:12, where you have to apply the. And if we hear the word, we hear it from the Father through the word, but we now, watch this, because of the Holy Spirit, transform it from letter to spirit. That now I can see the word of God, Ephesians 1:19, the eyes of understanding. Not the eyes of physical, not the eyes of material, but the eyes of understanding. That is a spiritual thing. Proverbs 15:3, it says, the light of your eyes is not the darkness, the things of this world, but the light of Jesus that we see in the spirit, not in the letter. That we can now, it's time to move in purpose, because now I can do the word of God. It said right there, you will be blessed. Blessings will overtake you when you obey the word of God. In the season of now, I have to obey him. How do I obey him in the season of now? By doing him. Hallelujah. In my mind, I've already got my mind made up in the season of now. Oh, yes, I'm going to walk in the now out here. When? Because I'm doing what's being said to be done on the inside. I'm in the season of now, not the past. I'm in the season of now, not yesterday. I am seeking first the season of now, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Mark 6:33-34, read all that right up in there. But I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then it says all things will be what? Added unto me. Stop looking outside. See, you're looking horizontal. You got to look vertical. And know in the season of now, it's coming in my mind. He's blessing me in my mind so I can speak to my body, you're healed. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So I can speak to my situations and life is given to him. I can speak to you and now you're given life because it's the power of that's being transferred, not by physical, but by spirit. Hear it, see it, do it when? Now. Hear it, see it, do it when? Now. Stop procrastinating. Stop waiting for me. Oh, well, Pastor, he comes on at 11. I'll get it in. No. We come together to get an agreement. That spirit in your belly that's jumping up and down, say, oh, that's the same word I have. Ooh. You're spinning around in your chair like, he ain't preaching to him. He preaching with me. I was just preaching that this morning. Last night on Man of the Movement, I was talking about mentor me. We had to know what a mentor was first, but you had to know that you can come mentor me, but there are standards that are set for someone to become a mentor, that has achievement of making it, not making it in the world, but making it in the spirit, following through in obedience, walking in the newness of God. When? Right now, not waiting for next year for the new season. Oh, I messed up again. No, I won't be the same. I'm not going to be that way in the end of this season, trying to put some stuff on. I'm not perfect, but I have committed to finish what I've started. And there may some stuff come around that I should have took more time at. I'm asking God for favor now that I don't go through those situations because my mind is made up in the season of now that I hear him, see him, do him. When? Now. Oh, hallelujah. Knowing that when I hear him, the word is pure and true. But now I got to see him so I can get a perception of the word. I see tree. Oh, that's a beautiful tree. That's a fruitful tree because that's a tree that's planted by the water. That's a tree that is foundated. Watch this. That's a tree that is God because he is the vine dresser. Oh, I'm a branch, but I'm connected. Connected to the vine, who is connected to the vine dresser. In this relationship of abiding in the season of now, there's no more doubt. There's no more worry. There's no more pain because I know how to fix my situation. I can speak to my own situation in the season of now by convincing your mind that you're healed, that you're delivered, that you're recreated, that you're new again, something never, ever been done before. We always want to trust what we see. Oh, it will fail you every time. We always want to trust what we smell to get you in trouble. We always want to trust what we taste. No. All those perceptions, all those senses of this world will lead you. More worship, more word, more word, more word, more word. More worship, more worship, more word, more word, more praise, more praise, more word, more word, more word. Let me just overwhelm myself because I don't have enough room to receive. When he says, that you, that he, you know, he'll bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think or ask. We always looking for stuff, to pennies to fall from heaven. Above all you can what? Think or ask. And if you don't have a thought, you don't have, you don't have a question. And if you don't have a question, you can't get an answer. And without an answer, you can never make a decision. You only make choices. I choose this today. I choose that tomorrow. But watch this. When you ask the question, tell me what you get. Somebody right now in the Holy Spirit, you get an answer. And when you get an answer, now you can make a choice whether that's good for you or not. Oh, no, you ain't going to make me do nothing no more. I'm asking questions. Because it's a proven fact. If I ask you a question, you got to give me an answer. You might not be truthful. You may give me the answer you want me to have, but now I get to make the decision because I'm in the season of now that, oh, that's not God. No. But if you'd have gotten a car and went all them 2 hours ride, went and got a room, spent money on a new outfit, and then didn't ask no questions, you just said, I'll go. Then you got there, you done wasted $1,000 and wasn't going to get nothing anyway, but you were going just to support. But you're willing to invest in something, but you didn't ask no questions, and you got what they wanted you to have, nothing. Nobody was blessed. You left there angry. Nobody was healed. You left there mad. You was even sick because you did. And watch this. Be in a place of the now to have an answer. Oh, hallelujah. Because it's not my, oh, not my will, but the will of God. In the season of now. Oh, I always want to look down here and look under there and expect this to come up instead of knowing where it all lies. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. The season of now. Oh, no. You got to make your mind up that you can no longer perceive God. You got to have a now word, a now freedom, and a now faith. And we must believe that this season of now is in me. Oh, hallelujah. Make it personal. Prized possession. And then you declare nothing will separate me from the love of the season of now. Always got a smile on your face. Always ready to go. Always ready. Always ready. In and out of season. Not because of what's going on the outside. I know my back hurts a little bit. I know I can use a little bit more red. I know this, but watch this. In the season of now, it's about fullness of joy. Oh, no, don't call me crazy because watch this part. Then all those other afflictions that I may have got caught up on, it seemed to go away freely. Like, man, my back hurting, but I just said yes, and it went away. And then now, watch this. Because of the season of now, and my mind stays that I'm healed, the mind stays that I'm delivered, the mind stays that I'm saved, the mind saved and stays that I'm healed. All those things don't go away. They are consistent. Oh, I helped somebody on that one. They are consistent. When God blesses you, you are blessed. He does not take it back. You don't have to come around, and even though another situation come up, Lord, I need a blessing in this. Just claim your blessings then. Oh, no weapon formed against me because I am blessed already. And don't get it twisted. There's more coming. Even when you get over all them big hurdles, here comes some other ones. You'd be like, what? They coming. And I'm truthful enough with me and truthful enough with you to let you know the higher you get in God, the more he going to be on your coattail trying to rob, kill, and destroy the season of now. Oh, he can't have that no more. He cannot even, you know, he cannot even be involved in that. That he doesn't have a right to that tree of life of the season of now. So, of course, what would you do if you lost something that someone else had access to? Oh, come on now. We ain't always been saved like this. I'm talking about that boyfriend, that girlfriend. Somebody that took them from you. You want to do everything you can to take it back, even though you know it's not good for you, even though it was pain, even though there's the best thing ever happened to you that somebody else got that pain, because you can sit back and say, you don't even know what you inherited. Instead of knowing that my season of now changes everything. And I must change in that everything to allow my mind to be God's property. Oh, yes, I know it's extreme. That's what it's all about. You want drastic, you want drastic things to happen. It costs you extreme measures in this word. And I am so blessed to be a Christian to speak this word of truth that's for you. I ain't talking about my sermon. I'm talking about for you to get your own, your ministry. Yes, it is. We all have been given a ministry of reconciliation. We can all help somebody make up for their wrongs and forget the past. Creating a clean heart in me and renewing a right spirit in me in the season of now. Not trying to hold around. Because don't you know that the worstest thing to ever waste is your mind? Ooh, glory. Don't you know that your brain has the capacity to do whatever it puts it mind to? The brain, it helps me think. The brain helps me plan. The brain helps me work. The brain helps me enjoy my life. That's where God wants to bless me. Because I'll do better in life. That's where God wants to strengthen me. Because I'll be stronger in life. That's where God has renewed me. That's where God guards me. That's where God blesses me in my mind. Oh, hallelujah. I'm called to focus my thoughts. I'm called to dedicate my actions on him. And with that mind, that where relies in me. I know the word is true. Oh, glory. I know that he answers me. Luke 10:27. He answered. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. You can also refer to Mark 12:29-30-31. But he asked, he said, you shall, what's that word again? A promise. Love the Lord your God. You got to make it personal in the season of now. And a lot of us have been going to church just because that's the church on the corner. We've been going to that church. That's because where my mama went. We've been going to that church because that's just where I know to go. There's just the closest place I can get to. But I'm not growing. There's no life. There's too much drama. But I go to that church. Would you really say you're loving the Lord with all your heart? Because that's your mind. Your mind must be constantly fixed on him, that there's nothing that can separate you from that, because you love him first. We already know he loved us first, but no. I loved him first because when he said it, I did it. That you shall promise love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. That's just saying with my everything. And it's in the season of now that I can focus on my entire life. And if I love the Lord with my everything, I could be incredibly blessed in my mind. Oh, my God. You mean to tell me I could be fulfilled in my mind? There's going to be results, you guys. We see it now in the things that we're getting better at. In managing our lifestyle, saving our money better, that we can afford to do something even though we're still saving the money. At least you'd have the comfort if you wanted to. You can do it. I know it's 10 on this line today. That's an agreement in that area there. We're better than we was a year ago because now we can sit here and say, well, no, I don't want to go there, but if I wanted to, hallelujah. I'm incredibly blessed in my spirit. I'm fulfilled in my spirit in the season of now. Oh, yeah, my purpose on earth will come. Yes, it will. joy for you than I will for myself. I will experience wonderful testimonies about you over myself. And guess what? You'll do the same for me, and we'll be on one accord. But my all, somebody, my mind has to be set in a position because I love him with my all. Now I make a decision to stay in the season of what? Now. I don't have no more choices. Romans 8:6. Watch this. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. Oh, my God. You mean if I hear it, it has to be in the spirit? If I see it, it has to be in the spirit? And when I do it, it also has to be in the spirit. We make so many choices as human beings. We follow this, we follow that, we do this, we do that. And then when we make it unhappy, where do we end up? Right back. God help me. I always want to check out the world. I always want to experience this. I got my bucket list, and my bucket list said, I at least want to try this out here in this world before I give my life to Christ. Ooh, you might not make it. I tell you, I almost didn't make it. But God, because of the truth that had already been set in me, reminded me where to come back to. There was a difference in being in the world and of the world. Because Romans 12 says, do not be conformed to the world. There is a world we're living in. But I do not have to be conformed by this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Romans 12:2. That's following him. It's not a restriction. It's an open walk to the whole world. Exciting possibilities in the spirit. Adventurous relational with God, with the kingdom of God in the season of now. It doesn't require anything physical. It's not conformed to patterns and expectations and length, width, depth, or height. Hallelujah. Not how long the street is or how high the building is, but it's by where the spirit lies. That's where wisdom, discernment, and how we can, know the good and acceptable, perfect will for my life. So I can get some understanding. I think he even said when you get understanding, then get some wisdom, and then get some more understanding. But watch, 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. He knew we needed it. That's why he perfected it. He knew we were going to face challenges. He knew it was going to be some tests and some trials while walking on this earth. But Jesus became the light of our salvation. He became the guide on how we can do this thing on earth as it, what, is in heaven. Oh, somebody knew what I was going to say. See, you got to pray. Keeping that season of now. Why would he say pray without what? Ceasing. It doesn't have to end. You can continue to multitask, but your mind must be fixed. Oh, he didn't leave you alone either. Remember, he left the Holy Spirit. He's at our availability. And as we confirm the mind of Christ in us, we can do what? How many things? Somebody tell me now. I hear it in the spirit. We can do all things through Christ. That's his mind that strengthens us. But, you know, Paul talked about it in Philippians 2:2. He said, complete my joy by being of the same what? Mind, the same love, being on one accord and of the same mind. No more division. It's called unity of the spirit. See, that's in the season of now. I know we up there together. Not looking at the physical. We are in unity in the spirit. It's essential. in this team, in this army. Oh, yes, I'm getting there on one accord. You getting there on one accord. But when we get the same mind, we get the same love for one another as Christians, it brings joys to God when he sees his people united in love. Oh, yeah. We can circumvent the system right now. Let's work. Say this with me. I will do better now, unifying the body of Christ. That's everybody, bringing everybody in. I'm going to show you what I'm saying. If he's coming back for one church, what would happen if we became one church? Thank you. He's waiting. He's right here. So if you want to see Jesus, the best thing we can do is circumvent the system and work harder at doing better is becoming one church. Because Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses what? All understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in who? Christ. You ain't got to worry. I have to be even involving myself in fear because I have the same mind. I have the same love. I got the same spirit. And the spirit didn't have anything to do with fear. Because remember, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and what? Sound mind. It's his peace that surpasses. But if you don't have it, how can you get through every circumstance? Oh, glory. When everything seems hopeless. If you don't have it, you can't be granted it. If you need it, how can you receive it when you're still having the same thing you're fighting against in your heart? Because you're not in the season of now. You're not in the place. You're still in yourself. I'm still in myself. But I got to start trusting in the Lord with all my heart because he pours his heart into me. He guards me, my heart and my mind. Whoa, glory. I mean, didn't somebody just say hallelujah? Because he made the new covenant. Wasn't about me anymore. Wasn't about you anymore. It wasn't about the wrongs that was done. It was a new covenant because he understood. We just wasn't getting it. Oh, but his son developed that season of now that was available to you and me. Remember, it used to only be available to a handful, and you had to go through them to usher in your sins and your needs and your things. But his son came. Season of now. Without anyone else, no more help. The new covenant came, Hebrews 8:10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they shall, there's that word again, be my people. And that's where we're talking about, that season of now. See, you don't have to question anymore that God wants a relationship with you. That he's calling us into a new covenant with him. And family, as we elevate in our hope and in our faith in him, he rewards us constantly. When? By placing his laws into our minds. A win, but he also writes them on your heart. Win, that he is your God. Win, that you are his people. You win, that my mind is filled with him. Win, that my life is enriched and blessed beyond measure, and that God Almighty being everything in me that is my life. And you better know this today. Your mind is as important as mine. You're as smart as I am. You can do anything when you put your mind in the season of now, because greater is he that is in you, in me, than the evil that's in this world. And that's the word of God. Proverbs 19:20-21 in closing. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. So as we align our hearts and minds with the Lord, then our purpose on earth will not only be clear, but successful. Read that Proverbs 19 and 21. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today that we're in this place, sitting at your feet saying thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we've removed ourselves from the physical, Lord, and we're in the spiritual of now, that you get all the honor, the glory, the praise, everything, every fiber, every essence of us belongs to you. We thank you, Lord, that in our change, Lord, that we pull up someone else with us and share the opportunity to walk with you, talk with you, to sup with you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we aren't the same. Oh, from the beginning to now, we are changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we will share your love with someone today that they could have a right to the tree of life also. Be blessed, be honored, be loved, be respected. In Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said, amen. Woo, glory. Win now in the season of now. We're going to continue the series next week. And the Lord has so much more to share with us in staying in the season of now. I don't know if we'll ever leave this on Pressing Over the Hump, because it's imperative that we create ourselves a new mind by new word, by new principles, by new trust, by new love, by new willingness to abide like never ever before. Amen. God bless you, family. If anybody needs if there's a prayer request, a shout out, anything that someone would like to get in these next couple of minutes before we end the broadcast, dial one. I want to bring you in, say hello, shout out to you, say hi. But other than that, I just say thank God for each and every one of you. Continue to support the Now Network and all of our covenant ministries, our covenant broadcasts, and everything else that God is doing, that his will is being done, not only in our lives, but in your lives, but not only in your lives, but in all of our lives. Amen. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo, hallelujah.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.